Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke here with Sean Stone to talk about what he's seen and what is upcoming. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sarah.
So you've seen a couple movies?
Yes, I saw
Frozen 2.
Okay.
Did you see Frozen?
I did see Frozen, and I've seen Frozen 2. I took my niece.
I'll give them credit. It's really, you know, that was, Frozen was actually really good, and it had an original plot, and, you know, original, but, you know, it was very well, the reversals were all, there's actually a really wonderful moment in the sequel where the snowman reprises the whole movie.
Yes,
which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's good. There's three or four good songs. There's three or four not so good songs. That power ballad, I never want to hear that again.
Well.
It's weird how the rock musicals of the 70s just linger on as influences, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's just weird.
It's weird.
But the
well, the people who are writing the music probably grew up listening to those.
I know.
So that's what happens.
We'll never get away from Godspell. the animation is very good.
It is.
It's fun. The kids seem to like it. And you could tell it was Disney, not Pixar, because we're 5 minutes into the movie and one of the fathers is already dead.
Yep. that's
Disney. So I was on board with that. I prefer that.
Frozen 2, it made boffo bucks.
Oh, golly.
It's doing well. Can't stop it. Can't stop the juggernaut. And you saw Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, which was, I guess Christian Bale got a Golden Globe nomination for it.
Okay.
For Best Actor, which is weird because the other role is more interesting and Matt Damon actually has more to do, but I don't understand the Golden Globes anyway.
No.
It's about cars and racing cars in the 60s and Ford wanting to take on Ferrari at Le Mans, which is a 24-hour race, and it's really hard to build a car that can win it. And the weird thing about the movie is how melancholy it is and how defeated you feel at the end of the movie. It's exactly the opposite of what you expect going in. It's about corporate guys are just horrible.
Yeah, okay.
Tracy Letts plays Henry Ford II. Really, one of the most unpleasant characters. I hope he gets an Oscar nomination because it really was one of the most unpleasant characters I've seen on the screen this year, counting serial killers.
Okay.
I mean, just unpleasant.
Just,
you know,
greed on top of greed on top of greed.
More just the whimsical selfishness of wealth.
Ah.
Is just, it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
But the movie's exhilarating and the racing scenes are great. So, you know, that part of me, that 12-year-old in me, enjoyed that part of it. And Christian Bale has an English accent, which is unusual.
Yeah. Do you know if it's his?
Probably
he has a
not.
Welsh accent, so he's probably doing still a different one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's a different one. It's not really his accent, but, you know, I think maybe that's why they gave him the nomination.
Maybe. So those are the two movies you've seen. Upcoming, we have.
Today is the grand reopening block party of the Madison Theater in Albany. This is a neighborhood theater which opened in 1929, and it's had its ups and downs since then, and they've refurbished it, and it's reopening today with Star Wars and Jumanji.
Okay.
That starts at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets for the movies. There's a block party. They're closing off a couple of blocks of Madison Avenue, and the band Skeeter Creek is going to play. And they are an insanely popular local country band.
They're playing inside, I hope.
Inside, yes.
Yeah, good. It's too bad they couldn't have gotten a little bit of a warmer day for this.
I know, but at least it's not raining.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they've got that going. So that should be fun. That starts at 4 o'clock today, and the movies start running, and we've got the Madison back.
Great.
Tonight, as the music coming in, was Michaela Ann, who's going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs tonight at 7 o'clock. Also tonight, if you prefer lasers, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to make their annual holiday pilgrimage to the Times Union Center at 7:30. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't seen it live, no. I mean, I'm familiar with what it is, but I've never attended.
It's the kind of thing you really ought to see once, just so you can say, wow, I saw that. It's like going on a roller coaster, you know? It's like, oh, I was on that one. Because it's really strange. It's a really strange.
People love it, though. They've been going forever, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's this a combination of heavy metal and classical music and lasers and insane laser shows. And they make it snow and they do all sorts of weird things.
Cool.
It's a big show.
All right. That's at the Times Union tonight.
Yes. Also tonight at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. Now, when I saw this listing, I thought, is this a QE2 listing from 1989? I mean, this is the Silos are going to be at the Hangar on the Hudson. They're a legendary indie band of, you know, came out of Brooklyn in 85. And that was when indie bands, when there were still major labels.
Okay.
And all the indie bands got signed to major labels, like them and Jane's Addiction and Melissa Etheridge.
Right.
You know, and they're still going. Walter Solasumara is still leading the band. Local favorites, the Coal Palace Kings, will be opening.
Cool. That's at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy tonight.
And tomorrow night, if you want to see It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen, you can pretty much hit it wherever you're listening here in the big WAMC listening area.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7 o'clock Friday. It's going to be at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Mass. At 7 o'clock on Friday. And it's going to be at the Capitol Theater in Rome, New York, Friday at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 2:30 and 7. And the Palace show is always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because they show a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
Trailers.
Old trailers. And
trailers
old,
and ads and stuff like that are fun.
Retro ads. Very
fun. Saturday night at Proctor's, the eighth step at Proctor's, it's Sing Solstice featuring Kim and Reggie Harris and Magpie. That's at 7:30 on Saturday. That's in the Addy, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I don't believe I've ever been in.
I haven't yet either, somehow.
Yeah. You know. They have so many venues there. And then Saturday night, if you're feeling like Scrooge.
Yeah. Yep.
If you want some comedy at the Egg in Albany at 8 o'clock, it's Colin Quinn, Wrong Side of History.
I spoke with him about this. The interview will air tomorrow on the Roundtable, pending special coverage, which we're not expecting, just for the record. He's worried about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's done
justifiably.
And he's done well, you know.
Yep.
Starting out as like game show sidekick on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
he's the comedian's comedian. Sunday at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Mass. At 3 and 7 o'clock, it's the Sweetback Sisters Country Christmas Sing-Along. The 3 o'clock show is more oriented towards kids.
Okay.
And the 7 o'clock show is for everybody.
Great. That sounds great. Sweetback Sisters Academy of Music Theater in Northampton on Sunday. And then we have several movies, despite the fact that there's one tentpole.
Yes, today opens Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've barely been awake today, and I've already talked to people who have tickets to the show tonight.
Of course. So. Oh, of course. Yeah.
So everybody's going to go see that. And then there's actually a lot of movies coming out. I just sort of picked on Christmas. We're going to have Bombshell, which is the Roger Ailes Fox News sexual harassment movie in which Charlize Theron looks terrifyingly like Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Has a great cast.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie.
Yep.
And speaking of Star Wars, John Lithgow looks like Jabba the Hutt.
He does. He looks, yeah, as he's playing Ailes.
Yeah.
And he looks...
He looks terrifying.
Which...
Like he is going to feed you to some beast in a in a pit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Greta Gerwig Little Women, which
right.
stars Saoirse Ronan, which looks fun.
Yeah, it looks good.
I still like the Agnieszka Holland version with Winona Ryder, but all right.
What about Katherine Hepburn? From back in the, you know, the original one. Is that the first movie version of it? Probably.
That's the first one, yeah. And then there was one with June Allison, which isn't very good. But,
okay.
And Liz Taylor looking, you know, like she looked in the 40s. And then Spies in Disguise, which is some kind of Disney comedy with Will Smith voicing a spy.
Okay.
He's teamed up with a kid.
I'm trying to think if I've seen anything about this. Maybe
They before Frozen 2, they lumped it in. Like, if you buy tickets to Maleficent and Frozen 2, you got tickets discounted to Spies in Disguise.
Is that a new thing? I've never heard of them doing that before, but I don't hear everything.
Yeah, they're trying.
Does that mean that they don't think people are going to go see Spies in Disguise otherwise?
They're just terrified that people aren't going to go to the movies anymore.
Sure. Okay.
That they're just going to sit home and, you know, watch 10 hours of The Mandalorian or something and never leave their hovel.
But they made they made that. They're still making money that way.
Well, of course, they make money from every angle.
Yes, of course. Right. What am I questioning?
That's, you know,
Sean Stone's list is posted online at wamc.org/roundtable. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.